Hi, my name is Dan Zuniga, and today's day is March 9th. Today, we will discuss the experiences of people during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, we are in San Antonio, Texas, and I am interviewing
Ryan Garza.
Hi, Ryan Garza. So, when were you born, Ryan Garza?
I was born February 15th, 1995.
Nice. And where are you from?
I'm from here, San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. What was or what is your occupation?
I am a full-time student at TAMUSA, and I'm also a part-time employee for a nonprofit, SA Youth.
Nice, nice, nice. Very respectable. And when and how did you first hear about the virus? Can you explain your experience?
So I was actually in Ruidoso, New Mexico. I was on spring break, and at the cabin I was staying in, there was no service, no phone service, no internet. We were at a Walmart and started slowly getting service, and we were able to see the alerts that were going out. And it was there that we had learned about COVID-19.
Very interesting. Kind of crazy that thing about that was a year
ago. Yeah.
Can you explain how the coronavirus affected you and your family or friends, and what has changed?
Yeah, at the beginning, luckily my family and I all came to the agreement that our first priority would be my grandma. She is 83 years old, and we had originally been told that it was affecting the elderly, so it was really challenging not being able to see her for 2 months. We couldn't really see like the rest of my family. It was just, you know, myself, my mom, and my brother, and a lot of FaceTime, and just trying to keep in touch with one another. What's changed is that a majority of us are now vaccinated, so it's been a lot less challenging and just really nice to finally, you know, see that shift.
Nice, nice. And can you explain how COVID-19 affected your daily or weekly routine, like shopping for groceries or spending time with family?
Yeah, so for school, I had to completely shift from in-person to online, which wasn't too bad at the beginning. However, it was kind of hard just not being able to see my friends, my professor, and as far as, you know, shopping and groceries, I had to wake up like right before the stores had opened, and I mean, by the time I was in there, everything was gone, so it was really scary. Spending time with my family was also kind of really difficult just because we didn't know you know, who had been exposed or what our risks were. So, yeah, it was really tough.
And due to the pandemic, were you able to work from home? Why or why not?
Yeah, so originally I was able to work from home. However, when you work in a nonprofit, a lot of your funding comes from grants. So once, you know, we started kind of, you know, losing our grants and our funding, I was furloughed, which was really tough.
And do you know anyone that has been infected with the coronavirus?
Yes, my brother actually, and he also works with one of my uncles. So my brother gave it to my uncle. My uncle then gave it to his wife. So that was pretty scary as well.
And how has adapting to the virus affected your schoolwork or your work in general with responsibilities that have affected you?
So I was fortunate enough to go back to work, and it was really difficult. I went from just, you know, just focusing on school to having to kind of transition my schedule a bit. Because of COVID, half of my classes are now in person and half are online. So trying to build a schedule and just trying to get back into that routine was a little challenging as well. But I'm making it work.
I'm glad to hear. And since you are a fellow Texan like me who was affected by the winter storm, When were you hit with the February's winter storm, and did you think about the virus at all? Why or why not?
Yeah, I did. You know, my family, some of my family members were scheduled that week to get the vaccine. And because of the storm, I understand that shipments were delayed. So it was a little tough wondering, you know, when those relatives were going to get vaccinated. Were they going to at all? So that was, you know, it's kind of, I think it threw everybody off.
And what would you like to tell the future generation about the pandemic?
It's important to practice, you know, just different hobbies or ways to keep yourself busy. I know for me, it was really challenging not having access to a gym anymore. So I kind of, you know, kept myself busy by just running outside, you know, running on my, you know, surrounding trails in the area, taking up different hobbies, reading books. I think the best thing that you can do is try and to remain calm and just try and keep yourself busy, whether it's reading books, journaling, just trying something new. It's definitely important to try and keep your mind, you know, away from everything for a little bit.
Okay, and that wraps up the interview. Thank you so much, Ryan Garza.
Thank you.
Of course.